All right, good morning. We will today go through some really interesting questions dealing with Yom Kippur and answering up some of them in Hagim that we have been following in our tefillah and try to get a better understanding what's wrong and what's right and many choice. We'll see. We'll talk about the Mechamaita a little later on in the Shia. I want to begin with a very important question. It's probably the most important question that we can deal with after Yom Kippur, but as we head into the Yemei Teshuvah, so we're going to learn a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yudayin Amud Beis. From there, we will ask a very powerful question. And as always, if you've heard of Teretz in the past, same expression that I'd love to hear it. As we will see, as everyone here who attended my shiurim knows that we're going to bring down the question that the answer that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, Rabbi Yalev Steinman said, but you've heard me so many times said these questions cannot have just been asked recently. They have to have been asked many years ago too. Why Rav Chaim Kanievsky and why Rabbi Yalev Steinman don't answer the question by saying, oh, by the way, there's a Turiyavin about this. Not sure, but the I can't answer that. I wasn't there, and I couldn't say. Oh, that is yeah. But we are going to begin with the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yudayin Amud Beis. Hopefully, some of this material you'll be able to see over also because it's really fascinating. The Divrei Torah part. So Gemara says, "Ezu Davashu Torah Rufua." What needs Rufua? Gzar din. If someone had a gzar din after Yom Kippur, so you need a refuah. So the Gemara has a question like this: what do you mean refuah? Once you have a gzar din, there's nothing you can do anymore. Once Yom Kippur is over, it's sealed. Of course, you have a Shana Rabbah and you have maybe Hanukkah, but in the Gemara, let's focus on the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Shana Rabbah. The Gemara is just talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's gzar din. Very frankly, Gemara, Hashav ben Etayim. If you do tshuva and aseres tshuva, you have a kapara. Lo yishav ben time. If you do not, afilu hevi kol. You could bring every carbon in the world. You're not having a kapara. So how could the Gemara say that even after the gzar din, there's a refuah, there's an opportunity to do tshuva? And for the Gemara, lo yikasha. Ha biyachid ha betzibur. What does ha biyachid ha betzibur mean? So we're going to just go straight to how the Mefarshim explain it. That's a yachid. It's exar din on the yachid. So if there's exar din on each one of us, it's sealed. Yom Kippur, it's over. There's nothing we can do about it. There are what? So you can ask me why we daven every day then. What's the point in davening for Shalema? What's the point in davening for Parnasa? It's already sealed on Rosh Hashanah. So there are many answers to that question, and especially when we're going to learn one more Gemara over there, we'll have another Tereth. The simple answer is that it's not decided when you're going to get your panasas. So every day we daven that we should get it at the right time. The Gemara says a person might have been decreed on Rosh Hashanah that they're going to be sick. It doesn't say when they're going to get better. So we say Rafeinu. That would be the simplest of all the answers. It says, well, if it's gzar din against the tzibur, that's gzar din on the whole tzibur. So you shot tzibur, you offer lots of a tshuva, that you could do. The tzibur can now, as a tzibur, if you see there's a plague, let's say Rahman al-Islam, and it's affecting the tzibur. You see in Eretz Yisrael, it's a tzibur. So now the tzibur can do tshuva, and they could be kareya the gzar din. It seems you need both. You need that the gzar is on the tzibur, and the tzibur does tshuva. So then you could do it even after Yom Kippur. So even if on Yom Kippur, there was a gzeira that this year, this is what's going to happen to the tzibur. You can go ahead and uproot that gzeira if the tzibur davens. If you see that Rahman al-Islam, something is going to happen to the tzibur, some decree, some illness, whatever it is that you see is happening. So the tzibur can go ahead and be kareya dina. What's the chiluk between the tzibur and a yachid? Many pshatim. What difference does it make if it's a tzibur or not? But either way, for now, till we get weiter in the sugya here, maybe we'll talk about this on Yom Kippur. The gzeira on the yachid, Yom Kippur, it's over. Nothing we can do about it. Can you delay the punishment, yeah, you could. That's what you do every single day. So when you ask the Kodesh Baruch, so let's say it was decreed, you're going to make $100,000 this year. When are you going to get the $100,000? It doesn't say when. You might have to borrow the money. And then Hashem will get you the money. I had a few weeks ago, a lady called me up. She needs $15,000. So she needed to for her children to get into school. And then she got a refund tax. This was she got a tax refund, and she was able to get the money. She didn't have to borrow the money. She davened. She was someone that was very, very spiritual. So she didn't even have to borrow. So she got the money. If she would have had to wait another week, it would have been very uncomfortable for her. She called me. She called someone else. She needed to borrow the money, and then she was going to. So through her tefillah, she got what she was supposed to get. She got it without having to go through all the stress and the aggravation of having to get the money. So that's what you could change during the year. And that's what we daven every single day.
If a person is somebody who does the tefillah or benefits the tefillah in a way,
then that's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see right now, because it's very good of him. That's the question of the Gemara and Brachas. So they went to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Arlev Shteinmiller, as I said to you when I started, why no one said to them, these people that asked the question, this has to be a question that someone else asked. It's not a new question, but what's the obvious question? The Gemara Masechtas Brachas. What does the Gemara Masechtas Brachas say? Yo, HaMelech does not want to get married because he knows that he's going to have a Menashe and he doesn't want to have that child. So Yeshayo comes to him and says, that you have to get married and I'll give you my daughter. And then what does he say in return? I'm just getting straight to what Chizkiyahu HaMelech says. It's Gzeira. So he says, in other words, even if you give my daughter, but if Chizkiyahu was sick, he was dying. He was dying because he didn't get married. Yeshayahu comes to visit him, and he tells him, you didn't get married. He says, I didn't get married for a reason. He says, okay, I'll give you my daughter. So he says, okay, you can give me your daughter, but there's a Gzeira on me. Look, it's over. There's a Gzeira on Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah was decreed because I didn't get married this year that my life is going to be taken. That's what Chizkiyahu says. Amalei, so he says, Ben Amot, Kali Nivu Oscha, would say, Kachum Gam Yis Abba, Lo Afilu Cherub Chadu Menechas Al Tavar Shal Odom, even if there's a sword, I'll yip, always doubt it. Itmanami, says the Gemara, Afilu Cherub Chidu Menechas Al Tavar, even if you have a sharp sword on your neck, I'll yip Natsar Achim. What do you mean? You can't uproot Gzeira B'Yachud. This is Gzeira on Yachud. He's the king. His Gzeira is he's supposed to die this year. He didn't get married. And he's saying, and we all heard this phrase, Afilu Cherev, even at the last moment, Menachas Al Tzavari, he's still daven. So that means even after Yom Kippur, now, what's your parrot's going to be to me? Maybe this is Asaras Meitshuva. Maybe this happened during the Asaras Meitshuva, which is what the Torah Heaven says. He says, maybe the story happened during the Asaras Meitshuva. Says not Shaykh because he brings the Midrashim that said this happened Pesach. If you look at number two on the sheet, and you see the larger letters there. By the way, just to tell you what happened, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, because he did daven at the end, he added 15 years to his life. He was able to uproot the Gzeira. There was a Gzeira that year, he was supposed to die. But let's lay the Hava Basariya. Don't say it was between the maybe the Cholov, when did he get sick? He got sick in Nisan. Right away afterwards, exactly, it was uprooted. And we actually say this in our Haggadah Shal Pesach. The Efshaloimar, look at his teretz, very important. Chaim Kanievsky doesn't say this teretz. And Rabbi Elisham, he also doesn't say this teretz. Comes along with Torah Evan. Efshaloimar, the Shan Chizkiyahu, that he was such a great person. He was so special in his deed, in his actions, and in his limud haTorah. He was like a tzibur, and the loss of life to Chizkiyahu would have affected the world like a tzibur, like a gzeira on a tzibur. And such a type of a gzeira, you could uproot even after Yom Kippur. So he was so great, and therefore, if a person is so needed and it's necessary for him for this success of Kal Yisrael, so then he has a din of a tzibur. The tzibur, again, has to daven. Although it's not mashma like that from this Gemara, it's mashma, you don't see the whole tzibur davening over it. Chizkiyahu HaMelech himself, and together with Yishayahu, both of them are davening. So they are able to uproot the gzera. Then he says another teretz, Melech Shani. Melech's different, very similar teretz, really. The dami b'shakva, can I get tzibur? The dami to tzibur. K'dami shalem alasas mishpat avin, shalem alasas mishpat Alma shakal melech tzibur. Many of the first time I have a kasha on the second terrace, but it's the same idea. If someone is so, and therefore it's so important, if we are giving our lives to the tzibur, so we're needed. If you're needed, you have a din of a tzibur. If you have a din of a tzibur, even after Yom Kippur, there could be a refuah, as the Gemara says. That's the Torah Yavin's Teretz. Make yourself into an individual who's a tzibur person. You're a tzibur person. So then, even after Yom Kippur, the Gzar Din could be uprooted. Now, I can't tell you, you have to become like Chizkiyahu. The Rab Chahay Mashunim Ba'ayim Demasav. The Shakel Kumay Tzibur. At least we could try. So what are the Terutzim that the Gedolim of today's day say? Like I said to you, I don't know why they don't say this in Torah Avin, because their Terutzim, Rav Chaim Kanyasa Teretz is a Chiddush Gadol Ma'ayim. But Rabbi Yalev Steinman's Teretz makes very simple sense. So I put on the sheet over there. I do have a Sefer that they ask these types of questions to the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Teretz Rabbi Yalev Steinman, you can see it on the sheet in a different print. I just took a picture of it and then I copy and pasted it to the sheet. Amnon. Chuvas Yachin and a Chanam, you can't uproot the Gzar Din. You could postpone it. So even after Yom Kippur, even though there's a Gzar Din, you could put the Gzar Din doesn't go away. I can postpone the Gzar Din. And here it was postponed 15 years. 15 years later, it was postponed. So the Gzar Din is there. Now, if there was a Gzar Din, how long would he have lived for? I don't know how long Chizkiyahu would have lived for. But he was able to live an additional 15 years. And it was postponed. So Chiddush Gadol, you could have Yom Kippur, but you could even during the year, you could postpone it. I'm postponing you for another 15 years. That's where Rabbi Yalev said.
Could next year the Gzar Din change what happened this year?
No, it's over. No, you can't get rid of the Gzar Din. Gzar Din is the Gzar Din. Comes up Chaim Kanievsky, and he says a different Teretz. So you read the second, his Teretz. If you're going to follow Halacha, the Din, Chuvas Yachid cannot be Gzar, but cannot uproot the Gzar Din. Din, if you follow Halacha and the Din, the person should die. Look what you have to do. Yes, you hear what you're supposed to do? Chizkiyo, Davin, to be Mavatal, Gzar Din, not because of the Din, but Lufnim Meshuras Adin. Hashem, go out of your way. I go out of my way, you go out of your way. You need Lufnim Meshuras Adin. Sharekach, Kabul, David, Hamelech. So if you're a type of, it has to be you live your life like that too. I thought that maybe that shot that says the Churban Eis HaMikdash happened because they didn't go to Pnim Ashur HaSadin. They followed the Din. If we live our lives and we go above and beyond the Din, and we live with Pnim Ashur HaSadin, you can go, like I mentioned in the drash yesterday, you have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say this, that I live my life with Pnim Ashur HaSadin, above the Din. I want to have the refuah. I want to have parnasa lifnim isheres hadin. So lifnim isheres hadin is exar din. That's on Yom Kippur. This is exar din. But if you live your life lifnim isheres hadin, even after Yom Kippur, you can go ahead and change exar din. We have three chidushim here. We have the Torah Avin Saret. If you have a din of a tzibur, if your life is a tzibur dik alive, and you're shakel, and maybe you're mishunam ayi b'masav, or you're Micah Melech. Mishunah b'maisav doesn't mean you're a tzibadik person. You're just a mishunah in the way you live your life with Hashem. So maybe that's also, maybe that's something Mishunah sadin. Or you have the second teretz of the Torah Avin, that a melech is different because he's needed and he's running the tzibur. If you take care of the tzibur, so then you have a din of a tzibur. You have Rabbi Yalev Steinman's teretz as he could be fallen even after the Gzar Din. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's teretz is that with the Mishunah sadin. If you live your life and you don't just follow, okay, this is halacha, but you go above and beyond halacha and you are accepting on yourself. So, for example, this week, that's the reason why you do pasachim. Why? Because we're going with nim isher sadin. And the din is that it's mutter. We're going with nim isher sadin. With nim isher sadin, we are able to change the gzar din even later on during the year. Okay, that's one. There's much more to talk about the. After, we can talk about this after Yom Kippur, because right now we have the opportunity to change the Gzar, not to change. We can change the Ksivas Hadin. The Gzar Din, Mitzvah Shem will all be tayyif, so we don't have to worry about this. But just was an interesting question dealing with is if Yom Kippur is over or not.
If the Tzibur doesn't necessarily daven directly for this person, the Tzibur is davening for whatever it is, a good year, or they shouldn't have, but they should have. And this person is part of the vehicle that can get them there, and he can be helped.
What would the davening
on a Tuesday morning, the tzibur is davening that every person gets up, that the community should be, we should have a good election, we should have this. If this person is a chelik of how that happens, then...
If that person is like a melech, yeah, right. That one person is like a melech, that he's affecting the whole tzibur, but that might be exer on the tzibur already. In other words, you know, if this
right.
individual is going to affect the tzibur, it's exer on the tzibur. If it's exer
that that person could become sick, then he can't become sick because he has to conceive because the tzibur needs his...
Right, so that would be the shot of the melech. He's a melech and the tzibur needs him. And without him, the tzibur suffers. Now it actually is exer on the tzibur. Right, it is going to be exer on the tzibur.
When all these names become public and everyone's saying to hell,
that's not a tzibur. That exer is not on the tzibur. That's exer on the yachid. The Gemara talks about where there's a bunch of people on a boat, and the Gemara says they have a din of yechidim, and all the mefarshim ask why, what are the yechidim for? It's a din of a tzibur, they're on a boat. Now, these are all questions that have to be shined. That's why I asked the kasha.
Here we want to say another shot that if the oilam is davening and they feel the tsar, then they don't deserve the tsar, so then.
That would be another shot. The Gemara there says that each one on the boat doesn't know each other, so then, yeah, if you want to be part of a tzibur, you have to have the unity. That's the only thing we shine them at.
What he's talking about, when the oilam davening, you have to get to say killing to somebody who's sick.
Right.
So the oilam feels the tsar of that person who's sick.
That's also, right.
That's
also, it could be, it also doesn't, like we said, it doesn't say when it. You could postpone according to what we're saying. You could postpone. That's according to Rabbi Leib. You're postponing, but the gzera there is you're davening to postpone because it's a yachid. Now, if this yachid somehow this yachid is somebody who's a tzibur, so you say Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a tzibur. Well, if nimi shuris adin, we have to go with nimi shuris adin. We said Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we're going with nimi shuris adin. Look what we accepted, whatever the Kabbalah saw that we're accepting. We're going above and beyond, but we have to go to Hakadosh Baruch Hu at that time. Now, like I said, yes, you can't just. You have to say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we're going with the Mishnah Sedin, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu go with the Mishnah Sedin. All right, we are going to talk a question that came up over the week. Not Drush, but it's to understand. There's a Mechilta, there's a Medrash. Did the Mon fall on Yom Kippur or not? What Nafka mean? Is it make to me? It's nothing really, except for some of the Terutzim. But there's a Mechilta called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And over there it says like this. You can see it on the sheet. The man did not fall on Shabbos. What about Yontif? The pasuk says how do you know the man didn't fall on Yom Kippur? Also same words. Word boy. Yontif you learn from Layia. Boy, you learn Yom Kippur. What is the first man hold? That it did fall on Yom Kippur. The man fell on Yom Kippur. Right? Because the first man says it didn't fall on Shabbos and Yantif. But on Yom Kippur, the man fell. Where do we see this in the Rishayim? How do I know? Maybe this measures from... Because the Rosh brings down on Yantif, you need to have Lech HaMishnah. Why do you need Lech HaMishnah? Because just like in a... Look at the Rosh. Rosh says like this. Chai v'adam say, I'll stay kikos b'Shabbos, my timer. Lick to Lech HaMishnah. Ksiv. What's the reason on Shabbos? Came to tell on Erev Shabbos. He got double. Also doesn't fall. On Yantif, you need Lecha Mishnah too. Comes along the Karmen Nisano. So look at the other side. Karmen Nisano brings down. This the Rosh. Says the Karmen Nisano. The Rosh does not hold of the Medrash. What is the Medrash, eh? Vayivarech ve'kadosh ha'yisai, baruch hu b'mon, v'kitchu b'mon, d'mashim b'di b'shabis, lo'y ha'yir yoyrit, avol b'yoy ma'kipurim, b'yomtiv ha'yir yoyrit. Karpin Nisano clearly writes that on Yom Kippur the Mon fell. My question to the Olam is here, they asked all the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael this, not all of them, a lot of them, were asked this question, the Mon fell on Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, so what did they do with the Mon? According to the Medrash, the man fell on Yom Kippur. And according to the Karben Nisanel, it also fell on Yom Kippur, but you couldn't carry. It was a Rishon Ram. I don't know, whoever the man fell, it was a Rishon Ram. So they couldn't carry on Yom Kippur, so what does it help that the man fell on Yom Kippur? Some of the Terutzim, I know you'll tell me our Pasha to Terutzim, but I wanted to show the Olam two Terutzim that I found were just fascinating. So you can see over here, I have six, this Sefer, like I said to you, they asked these questions to different Gedolim. We want to hear what each one of them said. So I just some of them to me were obvious answers. If it's a chayla, someone's sick, so then you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So maybe the man fell for the chayla, which is a little strange to me because.
Why would your manager make it for Yom Kippur?
Exactly.
Or
it could be a chayla. You do it to send it before Yom Kippur.
Send it before Yom Kippur.
So it's just like you do it on Shabbos, because if it's a chayla on Shabbos, it fell anyway before.
Shabbos,
right. So just to show you, it's like chaylam sheesh bam sakana. Oh, but he says, which is strange, machmas hatainis, shchichim b'yom kippurim. So it was common then too. There was a chayla sheish by sakana. Okay, even if you hold your now at a canyon kipper, which is what we hold, put the lobby, they were able to bring them on. If you shara, hold the chayla sheish by sakana. So the fasting brought them to the sakana, and because it brought them to the sakana, the mon fell on kipper, and they were allowed to carry the mon for the people that needed the mon on Yom Kippur.
If it fell in the morning, they already knew that in the afternoon they're going to become a chayla sheish by sakana.
No, they maybe didn't then because they
didn't know who it was.
They had pasta salad. So maybe that was what I would say. Mud falls, you have the pasta salad. This way you'll be able to fast. All the people that are calling me up, they already started last week. But it's unbelievable how, I don't know, 5 years ago, no, everyone had no problem fasting. All of a sudden, I don't can fast anymore. No chalas can fast, no chasarim can fast, no chasar and chalas, that's a whole day. That's a happy day. You mean the day before?
No, the whole year.
So they're cleaning out their electrolytes.
No, so they can't stop. They can't stop.
Never had so many people call me up. Last night also at 11 o'clock at night, because they were late. They're all concerned about Yom Kippur already. We can't fast on Yom Kippur anymore. What if you're anything? Should we do the IV? I said, you give them the pasta salad? I tell them they can break the fast. You know what? I tell them already, just break your fast. You want to, Yom Kippur doesn't, you just, if you're so worried and you have anxiety about the fast, break your fast. And then, of course, they don't break their fast. They just have to hear that they can break their fast. If I tell them that they're okay, they can break their fast, they are wonderful. They can break their fast. Last night, one of the most saddest, it's not a gift. It's not for now, because this is a really complicated child. I was trying to do my sukkah last night, and a girl calls me up, and it was just such a sad question. I don't know, she it's really not for now. And I don't want this on camera either. The kids definitely cannot be on the, carefully not on the video, but maybe a different time. I don't know what the answer is yet. Let's see the second teretz over here. He says like this. Very interesting. He says, let's think about this. They needed, after the fast, they need something to eat, right? But this Torah was a fascinating. Look what he writes. Ilu am Yisrael ha-mivina saman b'yam ha-kippurim. Heim ha-yu ne'lotzim. They would have to fast till the next day. Because at night, the man doesn't fall. V'oz am Yisrael, then it would be kasakana. Look at this Torah. Al-kein hutter lem la-habiyas ha-mam. You're allowed to carry Yom Kippur because it might lead to chshash of pikuach nefesh at night. They need to break the fast. So in the Midbar, they were allowed to carry the man because at night it's going to be a pikuach nefesh.
No other food, right?
It's all they had. But again, that tarot doesn't work for me because so, what a full day before it could fall and Arab and Kippur get double. Unless, right, we never found the man. They never had that, right. The man never lasted more because it says Kam Hashem Ash, the Namas. So for the one day it could last, right? For the one day they would last, although the Namas was in the afternoon. Anyway, that was another teretz. Third teretz is the Ktanim. They needed to eat. So the question is, so who are you carrying? Who's carrying the Ktanim? Carry the man for themselves. The Tzarech Atzman, they have to eat. Ktanim have to eat. So if they have to eat, they're allowed to carry. Another teretz is it was all chati shir. Chati shir is asim in our Torah, so they only carry the chati shir. So that's like we spoke about last week.
How big is the mud?
They can cut it in half and they can chati shir. The Maradika teretz, or by say the next teretz, I couldn't believe this teretz. Says as a lemarish shahaman yarav yom kippurim, and the arm couldn't go out. They didn't actually go get it. The sibur yidasa. So what's the reason why the mud fell? The light tell us Kadesh Yisrael, the light They would see the man and they would be bizarre. They can't eat. To get more schar for tainus. What do we see after? That's not Yom Kippur is all about.
Set up food, sure.
Right, we should set up food over here. Everyone's looking at food. Right, I wish I could break my fast. You get more schar. Yom Kippur is not about pain. All of them farshim say, it doesn't mean you have to be in pain. No one says you have to be in pain. That's why you can take all these fast pills, and today you can take all your fast pills that you want before. You don't have to. No one ever said that you have to go ahead. And the Gemara itself says if you're sitting in the sun, you don't have to go to the shade and cold. You don't have to be bitzar. Anyway, that teretz to me is also chiddush gadol. Anyway, all these teretzim is what to talk about. And the last teretz is that the man fell by the door. If it fell by the door, so then the Rishayim and the Beinim and the Chinami, they couldn't get the man. But for the Beinim, they can get the man. For the Tzadikim, they could. Shaila is, it's still going from the Rishas Ram to Rishas Yachin. You have to understand how the Anani HaKavod work. Anyway, all these Terutzim are interesting Terutzim, but the man fell on Yom Kippur, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What they did with the man on Yom Kippur, it's a good question. And you can discuss each one of these Terutzim at a different time. Okay, so Amar Dika,
the Mishnah, according to him, Manantif.
I mean, you need Lachman. The Rosh says we need.
It's because he held it didn't fall.
But it's Yom Kippur. It's my Yom Kippur.
Right,
Yantif, it fell. Yantif, it didn't fall. One Mandarman says it, right. One Mandarman, the current sound says Yom Kippur and Yantif go together. So that Mandarman holds it. It's like commission for Yantif, right. You learn like that one. Okay, yeah, Arab Yom Kippur is a material. Well, right. If you're fell on every right,
you have to have
no, no. But now that it fell, so you don't need. Oh, the last sheet, right? If it fell before, you need like a mission. The Arab Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. One of the questions, just because I saw the Rav Moshe speaks about this, is why don't we make a bracha Arab Yom Kippur when we're eating? It's mitzvah. It's a Gemara. We need some asachas seichem. It's tishul chaydish. Right, the Gemara, do you fast on the ninth day? No, but if you're eating on Arab Yom Kippur, it's ke'ilu, you're... So why don't we make a bracha? So there are many answers. The answer that I want to focus on today is the Netziv and Hamik Shail, because Rav Moshe speaks about it. So first, we'll go to the Eitzim Hag Yishurin. Why do I use this sefer? Because I was looking in the sefer for someone asked me a question last night, too. Although I was going to speak about this, but I'm sure the Eilim was bothered by this. Why is it that when we daven Zabreinu L'chaim and Micha Maicha on Rosh Hashanah, when the Chazan says the Zabreinu Micha Maicha, any of us say Zabreinu Micha Maicha with the Chazan? None of us say it. But if you can be saved for Chaim, we do say with the Chazan. And then during the week now, we all say Zabreinu and Micha Maicha, and we also say the Ksoiv and the Sefer Chaim. So why do we do that on Yantif also? Why when the Chazan says Zabreinu and Micha Maicha, we don't go ahead and say it with the Chazan too? I almost see something that's, I don't know, that I like to research. And you're going to see how this came about. It's totally a mistake. Whatever we're doing regarding this doesn't make any sense. So someone called me up last night. He says, if I saw anything about it, I happened to have seen about it because I prepared the shiur for this. And he told me a shot. He told me what he saw, what he found. So I looked in, I was in the Sefer Eitzim Nigo Yishurin anyway. I will get to answering my Micha Maichan Zachrein in a minute. But I was in the Sefer anyway, and I looked to see why he says we don't make a bracha. And he says, very, very poshit. He says, because when you're doing a mitzvah, it has to be nikki doing it for a mitzvah. When you're eating, no one can tell you're doing it for a mitzvah. We never make a bracha unless you could tell you're doing it for a mitzvah. And Hashem Kedishanam and Tzai Savitzivet, we'd eat anyway. We enjoy eating. If you enjoy eating, it can't be that Hashem commanded us to go ahead and eat. We eat anyway. So that's the teretz. Look at it. I wrote it on the sheet. Like, tiknu bracha, el adam eshen nikar. Why? It's nikar that I'm doing this l'shei mitzvah. Matzah, and so on. Other mitzvahs that you can tell. Here, you can't tell. So it can't be Hashem Kedishanam Tzai Savitzivet. Hashem commanded us. Because you can't tell that Hashem commanded you to do it. You're doing it anyway. So you can't say Hashem commanded you. But the teretz that we're going to focus on is the Hamik Shail in Netziv, and he says like this. I hope has the same question that all the Gedalim had on the Netziv. Netziv says like this. Why do we eat an Erev Yom Kippur? Eina ela hachana de mitzvah, tachana. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah itself. Kimai, shana markana. We don't make a bracha on making tzitzis, even if you hold it to Chayvus Gabra. Afagav, I had a pasuk says make tzitzis, vasal lechem tzitzis. Mikamak and kiven chain alachan el mitzvah. Ain basiyasa. The mitzvah is not done until you wear it. Achanami ain ba'achila deberim. It's achana. I have to fast. The only way to fast is to eat. So the Torah says eat. It's achana to the mitzvah. So lefid the nitziv, you're not making a bracha on achana to mitzvah. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein and others. So why we make a bracha on shechita? Isn't shechita also achana? I gotta eat. I can't eat unless I do shechita. The shechita is a hachana to the mitzvah to be able to eat. While I eat a lishkai, I don't have to shech. I only have to shech if I want to eat. If I want to eat meat, so it's not a. There's no mitzvah to shech meat. Once I want to eat, I have to shech. So the shechita is a hachana. It's like in Kippur. Once I'm fasting, so now I gotta eat. So we have a mitzvah to eat. Once you're gonna eat meat, there's a shechita. So why don't I make a bracha on shechita? That was the question they answered Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv, based on this nativ, and other paiskim. Tfilas kalim is the same thing. I only have to tevil kalim if I'm going to use the kalim. There's no mitzvah, go tevil kalim. If I have metal kalim or have glass, I have to go tevil it. So let's see the terutzim that were given over here. Rabbi Moshe says, a teretz like this. Legat, you can see on the top. And Rav Shana Pichashan, Rabbi Moshe said the same teretz. You didn't do anything in your eating. There's nothing was done yet. Even let's say you shecht it and you don't eat it at the end. The shechita accomplished. It changed the matzav of the brach. Something changed. Tfilas kelim changed the keli. Before it was a keli that was had tum on it, and now it doesn't. But when you're eating, nothing changed. Says Rav Moshe, there's no brach on that. Ain't a chanami, you can make a brach on a hefshir. You make a bracha on an action when something changed. So I'm making a bracha. Rabbi Yashiv says, it's very, very different teretz. So you can see over there, Achila Berim Kippur, he holds, he's arguing the nativ, because it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah with Ne'atzma. We said from the Gemara, Hayo v'yachana l'mitzvah satanis v'yam kippurim, it's a tafel. You only make bracha on ikr. So it's one mitzvah. You have the tafel and you have the ikr. It's not two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. Eat fast. Being that it's one mitzvah, you learn out from one pasuk, says Rabbi Yashiv, it's different than shechita. Shechita is a mitzvah to shecht. It's not connected with the eating at all. First of all, it's two different people. One guy, one person can shecht, and one guy's going to eat. Harei mitzvah achilas adahema v'loi b'shima shekelim. Al-Adarav, the Torah says, have shechita. It's not connected. So there you could say it's not a tefillah, it's not a tafel, it's not a connection to the eating. And therefore, you make a bracha. And therefore, that's the teretz Rabbi Yashiv gave. We don't make a bracha on Erev Yom Kippurim. Look at it as it's connected to the fast day, and it's connected to the fast day. We are not, therefore, in need of a bracha. Okay, once I was in the Eitzim Minog Yisharah, so he speaks about why Kol Nidre, why are we so sad? We should be happy. We're getting rid of Anudarim. I put it on the sheet over there, but I do want to get to what everybody else, what you want to hear about. Because really, it's maradik, how things over time change. So the next one on the sheet does discuss a lot about, so many of our minhagim go back to the Spanish Inquisition, the tune. If you look at it, I did a lot of research, not a lot, but I did some research on all these tunes that we have they didn't know who was a Marana, who wasn't, and they came on Yom Kippur, all of a sudden people came together and they were daven, so they have to sing a song, and the song that they sing is the song that we sing now. That was a way to get in. So we still have the same song that they sang then. They knew that they were, and therefore they had to, if you look at the Eitz Menag Yishur, and he says they made a neder that they were going to serve Avodah Zarah. So they had to undo all the nedarim when it came to Yom Kippur at night. So the Kol Nidre was, they were crying. You can't believe this is what we did. We promised to serve Avodah Zarah. So it was in tears. So today we say the Kol Nidre in tears too. I might think of how it all developed, the Kol Nidre and the tune and the emotional part of the community, because why are we so sad? We happy to be b'simcha. We're getting rid of our nedarim, but they were getting rid of the nedarim that they made that dealt with serving Avodah Zarah. You can see it on the that's Imar Vrayan. Now you understand what that means, because they were all davening together in the same minyan. They used to have to get into the minyan, you have to sing the song. You knew the song, they said, okay, you're a part of us. So the Kol Nidre song that we have goes all the way back to then. Anyway, you can see it on the sheet over there. So let's go to the Eitz Minag Yishurin, where he does tell a beautiful answer. What we do on Rosh Hashanah seems to be the right way. What we're doing now during the week doesn't make any sense at all. But look at this. Let's read this together. You'll see over here, right in the middle of the page, Minigzeh, the minhag of repeating the Zachreinu, or not repeating it. The Svarim write like this. I'm reading you the third line over here. L'chein. Whenever we say chayim, what is chayim? Zachreinu l'chayim. Micha moich avarachim. Zachreinu l'chayim. What's chayim? Is it this world or the next world? So he says, Afsharo sha'adam l'hamin, shagam yiftu kadosh baruch l'chayim, ha'nitzchayim. Nitzchayim is forever. B'shanazu. Huvade l'taybasa api chachmasa shal kadosh baruch. Ah calls ma al calls ein lahakel, the call, meaning what we did on Rosh Hashanah. Levaka shall say the call wrong. Don't do it loud. Yachat nitneshi yafa shalachas bayom azeh. We want to live in this world. Lavadis Hashem. So Zachreinu l'chayim is referring to the next world. Is the next world. So we don't want to say that part out loud because we still want to live in this world. So the Chazan says it. We say it in our quiet Shemoneh Esrei, right? But to say it all together, no, because Yafesh Shoachas Bayel Mazeh. Aval Chayel Mazeh, when it comes to Chayel Mazeh, then we can say it B'Kol Rom. What's Chayel Mazeh? U'chisoi v'chayim tayvin kol b'nei v'risecha. That's referring to this world. B'sefer Chayim Bracha v'Shalayim is this world. So in this world, say it together as a kehila. Yafesh Shoachas Bayel Mazeh. So it makes sense what we did on Rosh Hashanah. According to what he's saying here, it doesn't make any sense what we're doing now. Why would you shouldn't say the Zachrein. And you shouldn't say the Micha Malcha. The Olam is, you need a Dabar Tzachas for today. I hope you'll share this with other people because you'll see how the Minig developed. It's into such a Minig taste. But the way the Rosh Hashanah, we understand. Why not? Say it together with you. We understand that. The Ksaiv, the Sefer Chaim, do it out loud because that's this world. I did look at the Peliyot, for those that are learning Peliyot. Peliyot does right. When it says Chaim, it usually means both. So he doesn't totally agree with this because he says Chaim, if you read over here, Chaim is Chaye Nefesh and Chaye Guf. You want both. I want to write to Lachis, Kidei Labet, as Bayroi, Lahashlim, Tikun, Shle Yitzar. I don't want to anger Hashem. Bal Kavana Zut, Tsar, Chlubak, Shmed, Al Chaye Guf. He says the same thing. Ki Yof, Shoacha, Shel Tairu, Mai Tzam, Rel Mazeh, Mikol Chayel Mabo. So you see, he just seems to say whenever you say the word Chaim, it's really both. But he does agree that Chaim is, even Zachreinu L'Chaim is this world. No, I'm sorry, he doesn't agree with the Eitzim and Harim. Because he's saying Zachreinu L'Chaim is, no, in this world, I want to serve Hashem. Well, if the Peliyot, so then it makes sense. You should say the Zachreinu L'Chaim out loud, because Chaim does mean Chai Olam Hazeh too, but it doesn't explain our minig on Rosh Hashanah. So you can tell me like this: on Rosh Hashanah we're going like the Tzimnaga Yeshurim. During the week, now the Asaretz Meitshuva we're going like the Peliyot. So Zachrein L'Chaim is also going on the Chai Olam. It's going to Chai Olam. So say it out loud. So the Yitz Roshiva says it. Okay, that would be what I would say. But I want to share with Olam what I found in a number of Svarim that it's a joke what we're doing. Why? I want to read this to see. I don't want to think that I'm making this up. So on the bottom of the sheet, you'll see in a royal time, this sefer, Rabbi Dvorkis is the most popular sefer on Minhagim, says like this: it's right for me to write what's going on over there. Shaholim Nayik Shliach Tzibur. When the Shliach Tzibur goes back on the tefillah, the Tzibur says Zachreinu and Micha Moicha and Kisai. Comes the Adnei pause and says it's a Tois Gadol. Before I go further, I'm not going to change the minig here, so don't worry about it. And not changing the minhag of Klal Yisrael, although it's a tois. But look how it began. There is no minhag. There's no psak. Mishum paisik minhag. It's not brought down anywhere. Ah, you know what happened? Mashayim Ratzibur came about because of the tois. Because many times the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Zachreinu. But Yitzayah cannot call, so the Kehila would yell at him, Zachreinu L'chaim. Got to say Zachreinu. And then came the Micha Moicha. Oh, Micha Moicha. So the whole team was praying Micha Moicha. So the whole mini came about because the Chazan used to forget. That's what he says. So oh, now the whole world sees. You got to say it with the Shliach Tzibur. But it came only about because the Tzibur was trying to correct it. The Tzarech Leimar, Dabur, Lemaya Dabur Zeh. He says, you have to stop saying this. Kimala Kal, what have you done with the Shliach Tzibur before? Well, you already said this in your quiet feeling. How many times do you have to say that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachrein Hu, Zachrein Hu. So I thought about that maybe we forgot it in our quiet Shemoneh Esrei. So you have an opportunity. If you didn't do it in your quiet Shemoneh Esrei, you're doing it in your loud. I looked. He says also Sriya Gam came to save the Paliyites. I looked in the Paliyites. I don't know where the Paliyites says this, but I did find this in Numbers Harm that the whole Micha Maicha and the Zachreinu and the Ksaiv and the Besefer is because the Chazan used to forget. And you have to forget. Right, very good. Why do you forget on Yantif? Because you have the Matzah. So that's what the Mepharshim say. That's why if you're not sure, if you said HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't have to go back because you're davening from a Mavzer. You're going to follow the Mavzer. So you assume that then he followed the Mavzer. But during the week, he didn't. But during the week, everyone's yelling at him. There's a Chayim HaChayim. I don't know, the Ksayim and the Besef HaChayim. But again, like we say, we can go back to the Eitzim and Avi Yishurim. Then you can do it anyway. Say you want to say it as a healer. Do it as a healer. So anyway, that's something that I thought the Olam would enjoy. They find that. I'm gonna speak about the next thing separately, but just to leave the Olam, because I want the Olam to do your own research, do some homework, so this way I can come back on Yom Kippur with this. But I saw an unbelievable Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We're dealing with Simcha. Our whole focus this year, I told you, is going to be with Simcha. And I just want to learn one Aruch Chaim with the Kaddish, leave you off with this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Chiddush Gadol. The Aruch Chaim says like this on the back of your sheet. When he talks about that you have to be besimcha, he says, "Oyd niskaven on v'haya ekev tishman shetzarech shel yil meitayr besimcha." When you're learning Torah, you have to be happy. V'lo yitzavim, you can't be sad. Ki divrei Torah asurin la'avil. An avil is not allowed to learn Torah. Why is an avil not allowed to learn Torah? Because he's not besimcha. If an avil would be besimcha, he would be allowed to learn Torah. It's a chiddush gadol from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that really the only reason an avil is not allowed to learn Torah is because he's not besimcha. If he would be besimcha, he would be allowed to learn Torah. So the iser of an avil learning Torah is only because he's not besimcha. With this, I'm going to share with the olam chidushim gedolim, but not for now. Just thought I would leave you off with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh.